Hi, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast,
we'll be talking about the fifth season, a new one that's completely different from the four that we have now.
Spring, summer, winter, fall, and something else.
And the void.
Yeah.
Well, let's not give it away yet. All of that and nothing else, or maybe some other stuff.
Other stuff.
Yeah. I have been not mentioning this, but okay. Get our app. Go to the app store of your thing and download it. Because at the beginning of the pod, when we start the live stream, I send out this notification and you just like tap the notification. Maybe you tap it twice.
Yeah,
on
you won't. We won't reveal what you had to listen to today, but if you would have tuned in, you missed some real prime
stuff. Good stuff.
It was juicy.
Honestly, sometimes the live stream is better than the podcast. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I can think of two times specifically.
Mm. Today, it was NPR.
Oh, right. Yeah. But yeah, get the apps on your smartphones. Go to your app store, search for Athens Public Access. And allow notifications. We only send you one once a week. Follow us on Twitter. Email us athenspublic@gmail.com or text us at 706-521-3716. That's 706-521-3716. And don't call us. Just text us.
Why not call?
Call. You leave a voicemail. We have no phone connected to it. You want to connect your phone to it?
Why don't they call?
Okay. So all of that's out of the way. Those are all our things. Oh, you can do Facebook too if people still do that.
Oh, yeah.
But like hashtag delete Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Go
is
on
that
Twitter.
Is that a hashtag?
Yeah, it really
for a
sucks.
While. Yeah. good one. Yeah, Facebook lost like $6 billion worth of value in the last 2 weeks or something.
You'd think it would go up in value.
Nope.
It's overvalued.
Zuck under fire.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're on Facebook, we have a Facebook presence. Find us there too.
Minimal. I think most people maintain a minimal Facebook presence these days.
Yeah.
Say for our parents, everyone's parents, they're blowing it out.
I think my parents are blowing it out right currently.
I don't know why I still use it. I think it's just a good way to tell people about the podcast.
It's a good way to invite people to events.
Yeah, it's a
definitely great
event organization tool,
it
I
is.
Feel.
Yeah, it's...
That's probably the best thing about it right now.
It's also good for people so to... Yeah, just look really dumb.
I like putting photos on Instagram.
If you're looking to look dumb.
Instagram's kind of the cool thing currently.
Yeah, it's been cool for a little bit,
they own Instagram, so they're not suffering. Don't they own, like, WhatsApp, too? WhatsApp.
I don't even know what WhatsApp is.
I think it's a texting thing.
I just hate the name, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for like international texts and phone calls.
I learned about it in India in 2014.
Yeah. I can WhatsApp you if you're in India. Mm-hmm. I don't have it installed, but I had to install it because your brother uses it. Meg's brother.
Oh, he does? Meg.
Your younger brother.
Oh, okay.
And they were not in an area where they could get cell phone service.
Oh, I recall that.
But they could get Wi-Fi. So he was like, WhatsApp me? And I'm like, ah, man, all right. Anyway.
Oh, I wanted to bring this up before we didn't talk about Jeopardy the whole podcast. So I was really excited because Eddie had learned via Twitter that there was going to be a RuPaul category on Jeopardy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I follow
what
Jeopardy.
What was it called?
Twitter.
Just RuPaul? Or?
I think it was, I don't know what the category was called, but the all the questions were based on drag in movies.
Mm. Like To Wong Fu.
They didn't bring that one up. Yeah, like that, but they didn't bring
Priscilla,
that one up.
Queen of the Desert?
Neither of those. It was like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of like, is Rue like, kind of like, this is bullshit?
Oh,
like,
I'm sure
Rue
was.
Just a bunch of straight men yeah. dressing like women.
Exactly. It's transvestitism.
Yeah, so.
But the good news transvestis- is, right?
The good news was we saw it. Wait, what was the good news?
Alex Trebek is going to be on Drag
Race.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
I'm
wow. That's
so
amazing.
Excited
like,
what, about
like, I
that.
Can't imagine what that like. Is he going to be a judge or like, are they going to have like a Jeopardy section of Drag Race?
That I already made my prediction and it might have already aired. But I, for those of you who are a Drag Race devotees, I think he's going to judge the Snatch Game, which is the best part of the entire show.
Wow.
So I told Eddie what this was already, but if
tell our audience.
The Snatch Game is when the queens all have to pick a celebrity to imitate. So they dress as that celebrity and then they answer Hollywood Squares type questions.
I loved that show.
Yeah, well it's really awesome. And it really, what's that phrase? It really separates the something from the chaff.
The grain.
The grain from the chaff. That's
chaff.
Chaff. That's what the, that's what this
the
game
foreskin
is.
The foreskin from the chaff.
Ay.
That's a penis reference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How far in the show were we, Eddie?
Are you just trying to get out of here?
No, I was going to say, we're already, 5 minutes in. We got our first penis reference of the day.
I thought about putting one in the intro.
Yeah. So I recently bought a headset for myself and a friend, and we've been playing video games, like, with headsets.
Oh. You what become is, one of those
what's
guys.
What's a headset?
It's just, it has a microphone. It's like what we're wearing now, but it's like the microphone would
like
be attached to it.
Headphones with a like a Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm.
And I
sing-along.
Feel like if I hadn't been doing the podcast before, I'd be kind of freaked out by it. But uh-huh. I feel pretty comfortable since I'm used to like hearing my own voice and like.
Oh, you can hear your own voice too.
Well, no, not exactly, but sometimes. Hmm. You can hear your own voice in other people's headphones sometimes, which is strange.
Oh, so is this person sitting next to you while you use them?
No, they're all four people who live in town who have PlayStation 4s and we all have headsets.
Okay, and you're all in different buildings?
Yes.
Okay.
No, actually, two of them are in the same house.
Okay.
But they're not in the same room.
No,
right.
They're not in
That's
the same
good.
Room.
That's good.
But you purchased Wait, one why? For somebody else because you were like, this
and he paid me. I
guess we're
of,
doing that.
I used my my good way of looking
we
at Amazon
all be
and finding the cheapest
right
thing on
now.
There.
Oh, nice. So what have you been playing?
This very popular game called Fortnite. It's very,
I've heard of
very
it.
Big right now.
How long is a Fortnite?
2 weeks.
Yes, 14 days.
So what is the premise of Fortnite?
Is it like 24?
It's like the movie Battle Royale. I think the premise, it's a shooter, so you know. But it's
okay.
Very free. It's like free for all kinds. There's like 45 million people playing it right now, which makes me think it's probably an AI study. Mm. Like, why else would it be absolutely free and like everybody
oh, wow.
who plays
yeah.
video games is pretty much playing it?
Yeah.
And I totally think it's a way to like study human interaction,
like
maybe to like implement
there.
In machines or something in the
wow.
future.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good
Well,
assumption.
I remember when I was in high school, there was this game called America's Army.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the cool things about it was like there was all this money thrown into developing it. And everyone knew it was going to be a super cool game and it was going to be free. And they had this really realistic parachuting thing where you had to like parachute out of a plane. And mm-hmm. that was the real draw for all the gamers. And the thing about it, though, it was funded by the U.S. Navy or the U.S. Army or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like basically
like a recruiting tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Uncle Sam, we need you or whatever.
I don't think it was very popular or very good. I think it went over poorly, if I recall correctly.
It was kind of fun. I played it a little bit. I didn't join. I forgot to join the army.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's what I meant to do. Yeah, video games are fun. I want to get back into video games.
I've said that a number of times, and
yeah,
yeah.
Donovan knows that I desire that, but it's like, how? How do I? I mean,
You know, once I go to Arizona, I think with the kids, I can probably give you the old Game Boy. No, I'll bring the Game Boy back.
Oh, I used to love playing Game Boy. Wario World.
Desi.
Wario Land.
I've got this tablet right here on the piano.
Yeah, I see.
And I bought it for my business, but I remember when Meadowlark was a little baby, I would always have her sleep on top of me because that's a thing that they like.
Yeah.
And I would play tablet games.
Yeah.
And so that's, you got a tablet?
No, I mean, I can't really do that because I have to like pick one.
Yeah, pick one baby. What and pick one tablet game. Put the other baby somewhere where you can't hear it.
No. Yeah, I mean, if they're sleeping, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some shit done.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's...
You know, they used to sleep on me, but those days are already over. They sleep in bed with me, but, like... You know,
if they ever sleep on you again, let us know.
Okay, I'll be like, bring the tablet over now. I need to play a video game.
Yeah, I think I had so this is like a Google tablet, and it's really high powered, and it had the Grand Theft Auto game on it, even, which is a pretty. I hear it's like a high system requirement.
If I had a guess, Desi, would you be interested in playing modern video games, or would you probably go back to the ones of your youth? The ones.
Oh, I mean, I'm more inclined with the ones of my youth.
I also played Maniac Mansion on it, which is a
yeah, I remember classic, when he did that.
Classic NES yeah. game. I think yeah. we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, you know all the games I like. Rescue Rangers, Bubble Bobble.
Wario World.
Wario Woods.
Yeah, Wario's Woods, rather. Uh-huh.
Melee.
also Kid Icarus. There was also this Bible game.
Bible Adventures.
Do you know about that yeah, game?
Totally.
Was that fun?
It was unlicensed by Nintendo since they're not allowed to have religious references.
Oh, okay.
And that's, do you remember the cart was like blue?
Blue.
Exactly. It's because it was unlicensed by Nintendo, yeah. and that's why they had a blue cart.
It looked like bubblegum ice cream.
You got it in there. Send us your thoughts. 706-521-3716. Text us what color of bubblegum ice cream.
So I'm thinking, I know there was a conversation about this before I entered the room, but with the bubblegum ice cream, it might depend on where you're getting the ice cream.
I tried.
From.
Yeah. That was not a reasonable compromise.
Well, both Baskin Robbins and what's the one with 51? That is Baskin.
That's Baskin Robbins.
It's 31. Isn't
yeah. It's 31.
It?
Wow.
Maybe they upped it though.
Name all 31.
I'm sure
Dairy Queen's really slacking with their two, oh, and yeah. then all the toppings.
It's a different appeal.
Soft serve, I really
yeah.
Like
soft
Dairy
serve
Queen,
is
though.
Different.
I went to Dairy.
Oh, and
Queen
they have
recently.
The yogurt too, I guess.
Yeah, Dairy Queen seems to be doing just fine. They're all over the place.
I wish the one up the street from my house didn't close.
Sometimes oh, I guess they did.
I like
I
to
guess
pop
they're
up
not
there.
Doing fine.
That one wasn't doing fine.
I feel like they're probably just going to sell the building to...
Oh, right, because that Varsity is coming down. It's right next to the Varsity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're probably just
going
to sell it.
And a Publix is going in? Is that what
is that true?
What?
Is there a Publix going there?
A supermarket
that would
going
be,
there, right?
That's awesome.
Where the Varsity yeah. is?
It looks yeah. like I'm great. Staying in my location.
Yeah. Honestly, that will be my new superstore, right? Like, that's that'd be closest to us.
No.
What do you say?
Going downtown? Like, I would not go down. I would go to Alps way more.
No, that's Millage and Broad. That's not downtown.
Did you know they're doing Clicklist at Alps now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
did it once, right?
Alps?
At Alps? No, we did it at Epps Bridge.
Wow, Alps.
Yeah,
Alps is doing it.
Where do you park for Alps?
Yeah, where?
There's spots. There's Clicklist spots.
Well, that's done. Like, we're just going to go to Alps now.
Yeah,
Alps
for is sure.
Like,
okay, but don't you... See, here's my thing. I feel like I'm going to try it, but I've been ordering, like... A very similar order every week, you mm-hmm. know, and they really do pick produce extremely well.
I do
at
think
the
they
space
yeah.
burger.
Is yeah, that where you're picking yeah, them up? And all right, I'm wondering if the Alps is going to produce such good produce pickers.
I'm
the only authority on this because I've picked up at Space Kroger and Epps Bridge, and I feel like Epps Bridge has their shit together a lot more
no
than Space
way.
Kroger. And I didn't think that could be possible because right? ClickList is like the epitome of getting your shit together.
Yeah.
But let's talk substitutions. Like, a lot of times
right.
Space Kroger gives you these substitutions that are like
you're
off
like,
the wall.
Why would like, you ever think that was a good idea?
I've refused so many of their substitutions, whereas at the Epps Bridge, noted this was our first time picking up there. They were like, we couldn't find the cottage cheese you ordered, so we gave you like two different cottage cheeses, and like you just find out the one you like. And then like
that's cool.
They like upgraded our coffee. Like we ordered two like 16-ounce bags of coffee because they were on sale. But they ran out of those coffees, and they gave us the 24-ounce bags of those
it
coffees.
It honestly kind of like, sounds like whoever was doing that is going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I got to give it to Epps Bridge. Like, they got my
Before
business.
Before that person gets fired.
Don't worry about it, man. We got you. You're cool,
how,
man.
How many times have you used Epps Bridge?
Just once.
But
so
they also
let's
have
give
six,
them at least two more times and see how they do.
They have six spots, and it's a pull-through thing. So, like, you don't back up. Like, you pull into the spot, and then there's
a
car
a
behind
good case
you too.
For that.
And
yeah.
It just seems like they're more prepared. And they're right off the interstate.
Is
like
this the way the future is going to go, that no one actually has to go shopping anymore?
No one gets
just
out of their cars.
No. I want to call them before I leave my house. So that way when I pull up, they
come
fill up my
there.
Car and I leave.
You don't have to call them. They're just going to have a tracker on
your
car.
Yeah,
how far in advance can you order a ClickList before you can go pick it up?
It's like a day, right?
No, you can do it the same day, but it's
like maybe 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you order the day before, you can make substitutions up until midnight that, mm-hmm. or you can add or take away, like, which is cool because sometimes you're like, fuck, I forgot to put
that
on there.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just say something that was true of both locations. I have ordered tofurkey on almost every single order and never received it.
Yeah, I just think Kroger doesn't. Like,
wait,
I've been
what?
In the store
I've
before.
I've never not received something.
And I even know where the tofurkey is. I know exactly yeah. where the tofurkey is in the Kroger.
A lot of times they're
Alps.
Out of it, though.
No, this is the Space Kroger, though.
Yeah.
We've so that means the employees don't know where it's at there?
I think that's what it is, because I've been in there and I have bought it out
of the
store
before. You can get tofurkey everywhere. It's Sholo's. The Safeway you can get tofurkey.
Wow. I wonder if you could get it at Dollar General.
Just maybe. I tried to get it at Target and they didn't have it.
Huh.
But Dollar General has like five different kinds of milk. They had cashew milk.
I would, yeah.
Oh, our Dollar General is nice, though.
Yeah, we've got a good one. Sweet Dollar General.
I would totally love to pick up at Alps, though. So go Kroger. Go Kroger. But then, like, aren't they going to, like, drone delivery from
I think they're just
going to
raise the price on ClickList.
Well, no, once Amazon gets its shit together, they're going to, like, do some drone delivery from
That'd
the,
be great.
At
I love
Whole
it.
Foods and, like, sure, drop that off at my
This
house.
Is the part of the future that I'm enjoying. Mm-hmm. Not enjoying the weird media part, but I'm enjoying getting your shit immediately without having to do much.
It's wild. I mean, as a mom, I'm like, shh. You made this for me. Thank you.
There's stuff on Amazon that you can get in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like if you find the right thing.
Toilet paper.
They'll From here?
Like, they'll just
in
drive it to your house. Yeah.
That's wild. Wow. That's, yeah. I mean, I just ordered some stuff and I'm like, 2 days? That's nice. Like if I can get it in 30 minutes.
He rubbed his hands together. Like he was cleaning his hands. 2 days used to be the overnight. That was the dream.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so we're talking about grocery stores.
Yeah.
Maybe, I know it's a little late in the year, but maybe we should do a what's the last thing you bought online segment instead of what's the last thing you
bought. I bought 240 psyllium husk capsules.
Really?
You backed up?
No, I just to take psyllium husk. It's part of my regimen.
Self-care regimen?
Sure, I take vitamins, and those are some of the vitamins I take.
Well, I want to hear your whole vitamin regime.
I take
regime.
Is that just another way of saying psyllium regiment?
Husk. It's called the psyllium husk regime.
I feel like it's going to go long if I explain what the properties of each one.
Oh, no, don't explain
the
properties. Just say what they are.
Okay, I take vinpocetine, selenium, L-tyrosine, a saw palmetto, and...
Is that just palmetto bugs smushed up into a powder?
And the old psyllium husk. I said that already.
Wow, so that's really interesting. It would be even more interesting to hear why and
what
they
quantity
do,
of selenium. Like, can you get it from Brazil nuts, or is that
I just take the little pill. And let me tell you, it makes my urine, if I haven't taken it for a while and I take the selenium, I can smell it whenever I pee.
That's disgusting.
Does it smell like dandruff shampoo?
No.
Does it smell metallic-y?
Yeah, it actually kind of smells faintly of like an asparagus piss.
Okay. Is selenium a metal?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a known testosterone booster.
Oh.
Well, it also gets rid of fungus. Selenium sulfide does.
And
that's what whatever Head and Shoulders is.
Oh my gosh, so interesting.
The isotope in Brazil nuts is radioactive, but I don't know what you're probably not getting.
I don't
that
really
variant.
Like Brazil nuts very much. They're too greasy and they're hard to open. If you get them in
shell, they're bitter.
And have you ever opened
like
one
dirt.
And it's just a spider web inside? That's happened quite a few times to me.
I've
with
done that with
nut.
Other nuts. No, never a Brazil nut, but other nuts. Boy, shelled nuts, though.
I love them.
Like, getting a pecan out, that's an art.
If they're dry enough, it's easy. But I was getting some pecans in Arizona, and they were... quite tough.
Oh, we were just getting them. If they're real, if they're small and slim and right off the tree, they're nearly impossible.
Yeah, you got to break at least half of one.
I wonder if they make a machine.
I wonder
peanuts
if they
are
sell...
the best nut to get out of. Well, I guess peanuts not technically.
You guys
a nut.
Are making me nuts.
Do they sell like just like at a discount? Why? First of all, why do they sell whole pecans in the bag? Like. Would they sell it at a discount if they were kind of busted? Because you're going to eat the whole thing anyway, right? Like, what if it was just, like, pecan shavings or, like, crushed
pecan?
People
like to shell nuts.
Oh, they sell crushed pecans because you use them in baking.
Yeah, I buy them sometimes.
And it's, like, cheaper, right?
No.
It's more expensive?
Yeah,
it's
for
the
labor.
Same.
No, but, I mean, getting a pecan on the shell is hard. Like... I feel like it would be more expensive to get whole pecan.
What kind of
like? What would you use?
No, because people.
You just using your standard nutcracker on the pecan.
Yeah,
it's all about the light touch.
Oh, I thought you were distinguishing between whole
you do a
pieces
lot of miming.
And
miming a light
pieces.
Touch
because you can also buy like pecans that are small pieces and pecans that are like whole
bits.
Halves.
I'm talking about the. It looks like lungs, like both lungs connected in the middle. Like that is a whole pecan.
But with the shell on?
No, no, no. A whole pecan.
No, they don't sell them still connected. That's like somebody was doing some surgery
on
the
pecan. Yeah, that's crazy. No, yeah, I've never seen just the pecan together without the shell. Yeah, that's crazy talk, dude.
Like no one can do that. Like modern, like we can't evaporate the shell and all the...
It takes
filling.
Some intricate work.
I'm really confused about what you guys are saying.
He's saying, you know how pecans, you open it, and
in
if
the
you
two
open
halves.
It well, you get two halves. He's saying the two halves are still connected, but there's no shell on it.
Somehow they're removed, the shell is removed, and there's just the two nuts connected together.
Okay, that's cute. I mean, that sounds really cool, but...
I'd pay extra.
Well, okay.
They fill them at bowls of wedding for the king.
That's like part of U2's rider. Like.
And you can eat the bowl, too. The bowl's made of gold. Oh, boy. Why did we talk about that? It's the logical next step from talking about supermarkets, though, right? We're talking about nut distribution.
What's in the
supermarket? Wait, so you bought psyllium husk.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then what did you buy?
On Amazon Desi? Last.
This is really boring. I bought a 15 by 24 inch poster frame for the Torrance Center.
Oh, okay. Cool. Eddie?
I don't know. Probably something for Metalik's birthday.
Yeah, I haven't been buying anything. I think there's something at the... There might be something at the front door, and I forgot to look because the screen door was a bit ajar. But anyway...
Well, to be specific, I'm pretty sure it was that PJ Masks kite.
Is it ordering online if you buy a book?
I thought we were talking about Amazon Kindle book? Specifically.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like I didn't Amazon, buy a Kindle.
But I did... recently purchased a Kindle book for somebody as a gift, and it worked out pretty well.
You sent it?
Yeah, all I needed to do was have their email address,
and they were able to download and read it.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to just share a book though, which would be awesome.
So they have a weird sharing method where people can check out books from your library, but that means you can't read it while somebody's got it checked out.
Yeah,
and if they don't open the book in a specific period of time, it comes back to your library automatically. Oh, okay. But, you know, if they, that was a really like,
we should have recorded that.
We are recording.
Just that.
That was like a graphic water drink.
I liked it.
Can you do it again?
I know the water's gone now. Oh, okay. That was all of it.
I was thinking we could.
It's the last desperate gulp.
Anyway, they can keep it forever if they just keep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't actually. Rarely have I read a book twice. What books have you read more than once? Like chapter books, not like.
I've read a lot.
Where the wild things are.
I've read a lot of chapter books more than once.
Really?
I've never. I don't think
like,
I've ever.
Like, how long do you wait between reading?
Honestly, when I was a kid, sometimes I'd immediately reread a book I just read.
Wow.
That was a
chapter what about book. It as an adult?
I don't read anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think I read Stargate twice.
Yeah, and I don't remember the last one I've read twice as an adult, I guess.
I've tried to reread books, and I found it like so interesting because it would be a book that I really loved, and then I try to reread it, and I'm like, I have zero interest in this, and I don't remember it.
Oh, well. I guess I've reread the Harry Potter books, if you consider that. Like,
those are chapter books.
But it was audiobooks. Re-listened to.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely gone through those
almost
several
like,
times.
That's almost like watching Arrested Development again. Yeah. You know? It's like, I've seen it before, but yeah. It's entertaining.
And I can do stuff while I'm listening to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely listened to audiobooks several times. But to actually hold a book and go through
different.
It is different.
That
yeah,
sucks.
So it is different.
Yeah, that's like torture. Like that's in hell. No, reading a book.
I love reading.
No, reading books. A book that you've already read and know very well.
Oh,
like it's still in your recent memory. That would be the epitome of torture for me because I just don't like it. I don't like that. I don't.
You sound like Metalik.
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
It's just the same. Like,
I don't like that.
I don't.
I mean, I guess. Oh, wow. Now that you bring up Dr. Seuss, like I read Stanley's Diner like quite a few times. Right?
Yeah.
Like children's books you're considering?
No, I'm saying chapter books.
She said, like, don't consider children's books.
Oh, okay. Boy, I've read those a lot. And it is torture for me.
I know it
happens.
I read the same three books to the kids every single night.
But I think that gives too much. Oh man, it just like children's books. I'm very picky about because it gives too much emphasis to that writer's style, and it's like why should I be reading this thing to my kid 37 times in their life
instead of writing your own children's book to read to them.
Or a better children's book, perhaps.
Well, you think there's always a better children's book, don't you?
Yeah.
Just keep looking.
The grass is always...
We're going to the library again.
Where's your loyalty when it comes to children's
books?
Yeah,
I feel like the three I read are the best I could be reading to them
tell,
right now.
What are your three?
Hello, Sacred Life, which is by Kim Krantz, who does the Wild Unknown Tarot deck.
Okay.
The art's just really cool. Not that they give a shit. I mean, but they don't even care about...
They don't give a shit about any of it.
Yeah, they're just like happy.
But the ritual of it, I think, sinks in.
Oh, for sure. No, they definitely... They like the ritual of it. And then I read On the Night You Were Born by Nancy Tillman.
Yeah, that's a tearjerker.
Yeah, it is. It's the first, I mean, a lot of these, the first time I read them, like, or the first few times, I was like crying. So,
oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of On the Day You Were Born.
Yeah.
Which is not a good, it's not the same thing.
No, it's not. But they were born at night. So on the day you were born, doesn't matter.
But is it the moon? Is it the moon to the sun? They're the same author, Eddie.
Yeah, I think it's Nancy Tillman for both.
So
I
it's like the it,
like I'm not giving my endorsement.
It's like the collage art.
I don't know if it's collage art.
You know, this might say something about my dosha, but the scene that always tears me up is when gravity keeps its promise to hold them to the earth.
Aww.
I'm like, that's badass.
That's
like,
really sweet.
I didn't know gravity made promises.
It all the time sticks to them. Very hard to get gravity
as
to
evidenced
break its
by
promise.
Your like your psyllium husk, right?
How's that gravity?
Because it helps pull the poop out.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it uses. Well,
it's not gravity.
It's not.
Oh, psyllium husk isn't just really, really heavy.
No, psyllium husk bulks up the poop so that it like.
Oh, yeah. It makes it. It brings
earth,
it together.
The
like
earth
it's
is
fibrous.
The earth is pulling it out of him.
It's like
it,
an
it
emulsifier.
Sucks. No, it actually saps water. It like turns into like a gel, so it pulls water out of your gut.
Which
in that
is
it causes
why
bulking.
I
it's making your poop denser.
Got
more like
constipated yeah. instead of like. Like if your poop is fine, don't take psyllium husk.
Oh yeah,
I don't think that's true. I think it's just a good regimen to be on because it keeps me regular because my
body's
used to it.
Well, it's good for you though, but I do subscribe to like a vague idea of this dosha thing where it's like we as you as an individual have to figure out the diet that's right for you because things affect each of us differently.
Yeah.
Like. Eddie says that cheese makes him go poop, which is like crazy to me. Like,
because some people
like pasta and cheese, like that's what constipates me. But like,
that's what.
And
makes
somebody
me poop
told
a lot.
Me once that bananas are constipators, and I'm like, that's what helps me poop every single morning,
right.
of my life.
But they are. I mean, that's like the idea of a banana is. But you're right. It just depends on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not like they researched every person in the world to see how they were affected by a freaking banana. You
Which,
know?
You know, it all comes back to blue bubblegum ice cream.
What color is your bubblegum ice cream? That's like our new catchphrase.
Yeah, everybody's taking the BuzzFeed quiz about it.
So we got to talk about seasons.
Oh, yeah,
somebody
season
introduced
five.
This category.
It doesn't. I don't even know if it has to be season five. You know, you could throw it in there between spring and summer.
I was wondering about
between
that.
Between fall and winter, you know.
Wait, is spring season one?
It's like the brunch of seasons.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, is Sunday the beginning of the week or is Saturday? Mm.
Let's We're going Gregorian. Then.
What?
Wait, or Monday.
So, yeah.
So
is Sunday
winter
or Monday?
Is winter the first day of the week?
The work week?
Winter is the first season of the year.
It is, and it's not spring. Is spring the second season?
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like how the calendar ends in winter and begins in winter because it's like we die and we are reborn.
But you
it's
die
like
in
begin
autumn.
And death.
You're supposed to die in autumn.
That's that's the dying, and then the winter is the death.
And the beginning.
Blight.
Yeah.
When blight comes to cleanse the land.
You go into hospice in autumn.
It's the void.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's like, oh, they go into hospice, they're as good as dead.
So we're going to leave it alone? We're not going to throw it in there at the end?
Oh, no. I don't know where we're going to put it, but we did have an interesting discussion about Leap Day, right? Leap Day.
Mm.
And I think Meg and I had this discussion. We may have had it on the podcast, though, but Meg was saying that it should be at the end of the year or the beginning of the year, like in between years, where it's just this like holiday.
So right? people get 2 days off for New Year's?
Well... Yeah, depending on when New Year's
Day
is,
it's day zero.
Yeah, it should just be this like day where no work happens and it's just like chill out, relax.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Maybe we should make a leap season.
Leap season?
Yeah, that happens every like 8 years or 7 years or something.
Oh, whoa.
2 weeks.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Like, well, 2 weeks of whatever.
Aren't there some natural phenomenon that don't happen on an annual basis, but happen on a periodic basis? Like the locust or the...
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what that is?
They're every 7 years, right?
Well, I think the leap season is funny because, like, historically, you know how they used to try to determine the orbit of the planets and stuff? And, like, the Earth-centric model was the believed model of the solar system for a long time. And they tried to explain the motion of planets by adding more circles. So they'd be like, well, Mars isn't behaving because it's on this, like, extra circle. And so, like... it was orbiting Earth, but then it was also in its like sub-orbit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like there's this large...
That's how circle. They're trying to explain it?
Yeah, so they were explaining it away with these like smaller circles that would add and add to confuse and then eventually come up with the heliocentric model. So I think that's a cool idea to be like, well, maybe we can explain some of these weather... phenomena
and I think
by a fourth or fifth season
during this season maybe like the atmosphere like isn't blue so you can see into space like during it so it has like a change in that because usually you know it's we can't really go with another seasonal change because the Earth you know what else is going to happen.
Well, I was thinking about that in the lead up to this and I was thinking maybe it could be like summer weather during the day, but like winter weather at night. That'd be weird, right?
Sounds pretty awful.
Yeah, that does.
It
awful.
Really does. Maybe we could flip those.
But maybe it could like, it could, well, then we would need two extra seasons, right?
Mm.
Maybe just in like a warm winter, like there's snow out. But it's still nice and warm for you.
Well, honestly, I was thinking about snow spring. Like, yeah. I feel like spring is, it has so much promise. But then when it gets here, I kind of hate it.
Because it's so unpredictable.
Yeah. And it's I think the pollen has become a big problem for me. Because I was thinking today how, oh, I haven't really been able to breathe freely for several weeks now. So there could just be this like interim pollen season. Whereas yesterday we went out in the beautiful weather and it was like, this is a spring day. Like it was the first what felt spring day to me that we've had.
No, there's
since
been some spring.
Spring
days.
Yeah, there's been some very hot days.
Well, it was the first day that I enjoyed spring. But
like high of
pollen
70.
Season, I feel like, is a season onto itself.
Yeah, that's...
Can I do this?
Yeah.
That's like a literal interpretation of it, but I think like...
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's
like
that's
you're trying...
the podcast, right? The literal interpretation.
You're you're trying to like pick out a season from what we've got going on.
I was thinking we just shouldn't even have it revolve around the weather at all.
Yeah, that's why I wanted maybe like a transparent atmosphere so everything looks different. So it's not like nighttime. It's... maybe more celestial, like you can see the stars better. Like when you go out into the middle of nowhere and like the way the sky looks, there's just a lot more night sky to see.
Right. Or maybe it could be a season based on some, planetary phenomenon or something, you know, that happens on the regular.
Like when you say planetary, you mean extraplanetary or
or like when you can see like Mars and Venus at the same time or something.
I was thinking all the trees would go clear when you said planetary. I was like on this planet.
Oh,
something
no,
weird
I mean
happens.
I mean off the planet but involving other planets.
Yeah,
you know,
we can speak to animals for 2 weeks every 8 years.
yeah
totally.
Tell the trees where to move, like, hey, yeah, get away from my house.
move them back, and they're like, okay. Oh, so how's it been going in there?
missed you since last year.
What?
The trees are talking.
I know, but like, okay. I was thinking more of a season that, I guess I
Dr. Doolittle season.
But you can talk to everything.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. So what is it about seasons anyway that we need? Like just to...
That it's an amount of time that's on the calendar that's predictable.
Okay.
And we also use them to define like periods of... It's basically flora, right?
Yeah. Something happens to the flora. Something happens to the weather.
Because we've got these, fauna.
Yeah, but it's I feel like it's just mostly flora because like these irises are coming up because it's spring.
And yeah, like, but like
what about birds?
Yeah, exact. Birds behave so differently across season, and so do squirrels.
You're right. The birds are like annoying in the spring.
They're insane. Right
I feel
now.
Like Eddie, you're kind of making a point to why we need to have seasons because it's like the more we pick up our groceries at. You know, off of the internet, the less connected we are to what's going on in the natural world. And it's, it's like there are certain signifiers of spring if you look outside. And yeah, each season is, yeah. It's
are you
just
agreeing
like,
with me or are you?
What was your point?
You made it seem like you were disagreeing with me, but that's what I was saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we don't see a lot of fauna, but the fauna is definitely reacting to the change of season.
Oh, yeah. But I don't associate the fauna with the change of
season.
Oh,
yeah. Like the typical...
I guess bears hibernate in the winter, but fuck bears. I don't want to get close to
a bear. And
there's
mating seasons that totally have a lot
okay,
to do with
all right, fine.
Okay, but the very typical
let's
way
base
to...
it on fauna. Let's just base it on them, if that's what you want.
So what do the seas do? Do, like, the seas recede so you can explore the ocean bottom? And like maybe people
in our
mind.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that is awesome.
I love that. That would be great.
The bottom. Of the
how
ocean?
Often does that happen? Every year?
I think it was every 8 years we decided on this.
Every
that,
8 years.
For 2 weeks, every 8 years, we have like a strange
the
season.
Ocean's part.
Yeah.
Moses season.
So is that the same year as the Olympics or is it different?
No. Everyone's kind of screwed for
it's
those.
On the World Cup.
Or should it be every 7 years? I feel
yeah,
like
every 7 years.
There's
that
something about 7 years.
And maybe all the water just goes back to the ice caps. Like the ice caps freeze super hard and that's what makes the water recede. So like
whoa.
It's not like we lose the water. It just gets really hard in both the polar caps.
Okay.
The ocean really is the next frontier. The final frontier, maybe.
No, that's space.
I know, but there's... there's one episode of TNG where Jean-Luc goes home and he considers becoming an oceanic explorer so he could be closer to his family, who later burns up in a fire and all dies.
Oh, come on, yeah. Spoiler alert.
It's pretty crazy.
Jeez, Jean-Luc.
Yeah, he's had some tragedy.
Both of those are Borg related.
Oh well, yeah,
those are Borg related homicides.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he wanted to become an oceanologist because the Borg freaked him out too much,
right?
And then his brother was like, "No, you can't. You're tougher than that." And then he went back into space.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then eventually,
did they die in a Borg attack?
Well, they died in First Contact, the movie. Or no, they died in Generations. You're right. Never mind. I thought it was a Borg attack, but...
Whatever it was. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Maybe they just died in, like, a wine fire. You know, they were French.
This is classic wine fires. I'm sorry. That was a big...
tragedy in the...
from
yeah.
the thread of the podcast.
What about... another thing that I like about seasons
every
are,
7 years.
Are
oh,
vegetables.
Exploring the ocean.
Yeah.
So I'm getting back to the flora because vegetables are important in
sea
my life.
Sea vegetables.
Okay.
Ooh.
So what about writing it down?
Eddie goes, okay.
Vegetables, they're important because they grow. It's like that's our seasons.
Well, no, I love like... I like eating squash in the fall and I like eating in the winter. I like eating like leafy greens because they're so rich and vibrant. And in the summer, I love tomatoes.
Yeah.
So like seasons are important to me.
Maybe, you know, it is tied to the seas going down because then you can find these delicious fruits that are at the bottom of the sea to collect sea cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or like these fungi that you can just lick.
Yeah, we don't eat a lot of food from the sea that isn't fish.
Right.
Yeah, just seaweed.
I'm interested. Seaweed. Yeah, seaweed.
But there's got to be
More stuff for us to eat.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, it seems like, yeah, Eddie, you're right. Seasons often, you know, so the thing about seasons is it dictates to me fashion, food, and holidays.
Oh, I love that. I feel like we should come up with a fashion, we should come up with a food, and we should come up with a holiday okay. for this low tide season.
Okay.
So right, fashion, it's like low tide.
Iridescent.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen to the ocean life. Maybe they go to freeze in the caps and are somehow animated.
Yeah, they all freeze in the caps and like we can access the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
You know? But they're fine after the caps unfreeze.
But
like,
maybe
okay.
at the bottom there's like this like really sweet honey.
I mean, it doesn't dry up completely. It just recedes.
Recedes quite a bit.
Yeah, enough to where we can get down there.
So you got to wear... So scuba gear is going to be...
Do you... If there's no, because the added pressure from the water won't be a factor.
So you can go even deeper.
You might be able to go deeper.
Right.
Because the air pressure will fill
Right. It's going to become like a gigantic tide pool. Like part of the earth is going to be a big tide pool for 2 weeks.
So everybody's going to flock to the coasts. Mm-hmm. And then where are they going to stay? Like we got to figure out a place.
It's just going to be camping. Like it's going to be like a big camp where they just camp right at the edge of where the water is receded.
Well, I'm thinking there's this thing at the bottom of Marianas Trench, and it's like this veggie.
We're not going to get to... Oh.
It's like this veggie that everybody loves. Like, no... Like, unanimously. Or, like, all of humans are like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever tasted. And it only... You can only get it in that season. Kind of like strawberries in the spring. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, girl?
Yeah, it's... It's not sought in such a way that like there's like a huge factory around it. Like it has to be consumed by the people on the spot.
Oh,
so
really?
You can't.
So you bring it out of the water and you go.
Yeah, exactly. Because it immediately turns bitter within a few minutes of being oxidized.
I feel like it's got to be something that's. I don't think that would work because then everyone would flood the area and.
I feel like they're going to flood the area anyways.
Yeah, they are, but like less so if they can like transport it to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's true. And other people just like to go look for other goods at the bottom of the sea. They're like, ooh, we can harvest this metal or explore sunken ships.
Yeah, so with your idea, with Meg's idea of like people flocking to the coasts, maybe there can be this like hotel that they build during this season that gets flooded for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it comes...
They close it down airtight when the 8 years are going to come. Like, yeah. They seal it in, and they're like, okay, the hotel's sealed in.
Or it's, like, biodome or something.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of biodome because I do think it'd be nice for people to camp.
Sea Lab was a better...
Yeah, Sea Lab.
...reference.
Mm-hmm.
So the fashion is, like, coastal because it's going to be very hot.
Flip-flops?
Yeah.
You're talking about man buns?
Man buns, flip flops, beer T-shirts. All
what about
of it.
Some? No. So I was thinking iridescent, but then I felt like iridescent material was probably going to be made out of plastic. So then I was thinking maybe we could grow some fabric. Like,
yeah, exactly.
In a lab,
a lot of faux furs because we can talk to animals at the time. So we kind of want to look.
Faux scales, though.
Wait, we can still talk to animals?
There's that, like, that mermaid stuff.
Maybe we could just talk to dolphins.
Like that pillow I have.
But they're frozen in the caps.
No, they're down there.
That's pretty.
They're all down. No, I guess not.
But I'm thinking of something that's actually, like, you could go into the water and it would be... waterproof. I think we should grow scales in a lab that could become fabric.
Okay.
Like a nice wetsuit.
It may look like those yoga pants that you have.
Oh yeah, and I want to wear. So I'm just gonna wear like a tube top.
Okay.
And then like short shorts. I think I'm too old for that. But you know.
I want to wear a beachcomber hat. Can I still wear a beachcomber hat?
What's
a
beachcomber hat? Like
the
bucket hat thing?
No, it's the big wicker hat. Yeah, big straw hat that has like kind of the stuff hanging off of it, but usually a very large wide brim.
Oh.
That sounds good.
It's for combing the beach.
Yeah, we need to create shade with our linen is probably going to be big.
Mm-hmm. I was imagining myself wearing linen, honestly.
Yeah. Why don't Americans wear more linen? I feel like it's a big Euro thing.
I feel accused by that because I'm an American.
Why don't you wear more linen, Eddie?
It's just hot sounding.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, I think the idea is that it's cool.
Because it doesn't look cool.
It doesn't look, oh, yeah.
You can get it to look cool, I think.
I don't know what linen is. It seems scratchy, though. That's just what I'm... That's what I'm feeling.
I'm going to order some linen online and see what happens.
You know what my babies have blankets made out of that is nice? Is muslin.
Really?
Is that...
God, it's like warm in the winter.
Is that an animal?
I don't think so.
Is it a dense felt? Felty?
Mm-mm.
Oh. It's gauzy, isn't it?
It's gauzy. It's got
I know. Yeah, we have a... That blanket that we hung to make a curtain that Safi really liked.
Well, yeah, and it's probably good for keeping sand off of you because I think it's big in the Middle East, right?
Mm. Yeah, I think you can wear... So,
yeah, that's the thing about like Middle East Africa is like they cover their whole bodies even though it's hot because they don't want to get burned or hit by sand. Right?
Yeah, also, yeah, it keeps you a little cooler if it's flowy stuff.
Yeah, why don't we... I mean, we're going to have to with the rising temperatures of the planet.
I'm wondering about this season, though. When the waters recede, like, what happens to deserts? Like,
they, you know, they chill. Everything seems pretty fine, save for the waters receding. Mm-hmm. The rest of the Earth doesn't get too... It shouldn't be a time of strife where people are worried what's going to happen.
Maybe let's
the
deserts not get too...
get a little muddy.
Oh, they get more when they absorb some of the liquid. So it's 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
It's a fortnight?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like that.
Are there holidays within the fortnight? Like, is there an opening ceremony closing ceremony? It's got to be televised
with
somehow.
With that succulent veggie that everyone's after, maybe there's like a festival surrounding that. Mm-hmm. Or a parade. So
it sounds like everyone's going to come wearing festival wear.
Almost like Oktoberfest.
It's right. It's
not or like festival.
And it actually doesn't take place. It doesn't take place on the season. It's like the 2 days before the water actually recedes. And it's like a block party that everyone has in the neighborhoods. And they get together and discuss their plans and like have a big potluck. And they're like, okay, let's start our trek down to... the waters.
Maybe a lot of people save last year's
8 years
underground veggie.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah. 7 years ago, if it ferments, it makes like a wine or something. And so they save their veggie from 7 years ago. And they're like, how did you save it? And then they're like,
share the secrets.
Yeah.
Man, this really sounds like it's bringing everyone together. What time of the year does this happen?
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. Because summer sucks, right?
So maybe, yeah, depends on where you are.
Most
depends
places.
On whether you
I guess
are
not Canada.
Child and go to school.
When is a season that the Earth is kind of similar in temperature?
Winter sucks too.
Yeah, I think it should be put in the summer.
Late summer, early fall.
Late summer, early fall.
I was thinking early summer because I feel like early. I just love the fall so much.
You don't want to mess with it?
Yeah, I don't want to mess with it. But yeah. August does suck hard.
Dog days of summer.
That's what I was thinking. Was the dog days.
But so how do we justify upper and southern hemisphere?
Yeah, August. You're right.
The Earth just tilts on a perfect axis during this time, and that's why the water recedes. So the whole Earth is getting like the same temperature.
So in Australia, this would be.
Oh, I like it. The Earth tilts.
Late winter. Like, when we're having summer, they're having winter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's the best of both worlds, northern and southern.
Yeah.
Because late winter kind of sucks, too. You're tired of all the cold.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's a good time. So, the fashion, Desi.
Mm-hmm.
What is
Yeah.
I like Meg's, like, scaly outfits.
Yeah, I like the scales, too. And I definitely like, obviously, I just feel like everything's gonna have to be like really supple,
mm-hmm.
You know. I guess even with linen, supple.
Like, well, okay, everyone wears it, no matter gender.
Blue is typically the bluer, what do we call those? The cool colors? I always get them. Yeah, cool colors are typically winter fair, but I think it's bringing the cool colors into the summer wardrobe.
Oh, wow. So
because it's water related.
Yeah.
Everyone gets very aquatic because they feel like they're fish or something because they're all exploring the seabed.
Yeah, it's just mermaid fashion.
Oh, okay.
You know? So,
yeah, but it's like, it's summer shell summer bikinis. Fashion. Yeah, with gray. A lot of gray and blue.
But definitely okay. big and hats because there's not a lot of shade when you're exploring the ocean
and
floor.
And pearls. Mm-hmm. A lot of pearls.
Big hats and pearls.
Big hats and pearls.
And bikinis.
And hiking boots.
Yeah. Just very good footwear. Like all of this fashion hiking like is made off. Out of all
right, this sounds great.
Out of like chainmail-esque like material so that you don't rip and catch yourself on all the stuff on the ocean floor.
And right. arrows won't right. like if somebody shoots an arrow at you, it won't.
Uh-huh.
So we've got the fashion down. Like
yeah,
that was the
was
first
fast.
Thing.
Yeah.
What is the
food though?
The food.
But
we got this vegetable from the Marianas Trench.
But we also have to eat, you know, like deep sea creatures. Yeah. Like there's got to be a big situation where you like there's got to be like a creature from the deep
that
someone
consumes.
Yeah, that's like a bit, you know, that's where everyone gets their power from every 7 years.
Like a jellyfish shark.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a Nessie. It's a shark Nessie down there.
Like a Cthulhu type, you know.
Oh, right.
Well, there's a lot of those translucent creatures.
Dude, I was watching Paw Patrol with...
You guys know about Paw Patrol?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's awful. I don't like this show.
P-A-W, Paw Patrol.
Anyway, one of the characters on it, he had this bucket of like squid jerky, and I was like, that's like inhumane, right? Like, you're not supposed to eat cephalopods, right? Is that a thing?
They're smart.
Yeah.
Wait, we
it's
eat,
true.
Like,
do
what?
People eat dolphins?
We eat calamari,
pigs
though.
Pigs are smart.
You're not supposed to eat octopus. They're smart.
Pigs are smart, too.
Smarter than octopi.
Octopus is in sushi, though.
I don't know.
The 180 degree grill above the bike shop serves some pretty good calamari. I'm not gonna lie.
I think we don't eat dolphins.
Dolphin,
what about
shark
like,
fin?
People don't eat elephant either, right?
No, nor rhinoceros.
I don't think they taste good, though. I bet we would eat them if they tasted good.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, comment withdrawn.
I'll eat anything.
Yeah, we've been talking about food. This whole thing's making me hungry.
Would you eat dog?
We've got a food, probably. We've got fashion, and we've got a holiday.
Oh,
right?
Well, speaking of eating dog, I haven't told a Carl story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Carl Corner.
Carl's Corner to close this one up.
We need to talk about Survivor, too.
I know. I've been thinking about that.
He told me when he went to California, he works with a guy who comes up from Mexico, and he brought up two big bags of jerky, and he left one with Cook. And like he was gone for a few weeks and he ate like this gigantic bag of jerky. And then when the guy got back, he's like, oh man, you ate all the horse, huh? And Cook ate like a whole back end of a horse while he was in California last time.
That's really funny.
I think we liked the impression as well. I was listening to a podcast with Cheech Marin on it. And this is, I guess we didn't do a podcast last week, no. So everyone missed out on our Mexicano impressions. But Desi called me Tio Brownstone, and I was like, hey, I'm Tio Brownstone. Because I was doing a Cheech Marin impression.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
It was pretty funny.
Why? I don't know why you don't talk like that all the time.
It was hilarious.
Hey, say she, baby, I'm Tio Brownstone. That was me talking to her rabbits. Last thoughts on the new season needs a name. Ooh, the hardest part. And we saved
Osium.
Okay, done.
No. Okay, good.
Osium is good. But
Cesium.
Cesium.
Wait, why is Eum?
I don't know.
That?
Like, that's a elemental thing.
I know. I don't. I don't get it.
But oshi-cesium, that's pretty funny.
Oshi-cesium.
Oh, she-cesium.
Now you cesium, now you don't-cium.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You come up with one. Come on.
I know. I'm sorry.
But I do. I like the low tide. Maybe,
Aquaria.
Or, but it's like less water. Like, why do you keep adding more water to the title? The drought.
Because it's all about us. It's our experience, and we're experiencing the ocean more deeply.
I see.
Because it's receding.
Babies born during this time have gills.
And if they don't have them naturally, they get them cut into them.
Or like tattoos.
Yeah. This is where your gills tattoos should have been.
Oh my gosh. I've yet to meet somebody with gill tattoos, like, but I would love to.
That's like the posers that like claim they were born during the period. Because like 7 years is hard to track down because it's an odd.
Have you guys met somebody who has gill tattoos?
No.
No.
Who? Kevin Costner? Does he have those? Oh, I watched Men in Tights after we recorded the podcast.
Oh, Rich said he was trying to watch it, but he couldn't get it for free on YouTube, or it was weird.
Sorry.
How did you get it?
I have that thing that I can watch.
Oh, right.
I have a guy who knows a guy.
How was it?
It was good. It was really good. It
holds up.
It holds up very well. I forgot there's like a whole rap intro, like with these merry men in high tops. It's crazy.
That was the scene that I was talking about with Achoo, where he's like, stop, I need some air.
Uh-huh. Okay, so can I rapid fire some Mel Brooks to you? Like, say
yes,
if you like
yes,
it.
Yes.
So, I don't know the names because I was never a Mel Brooks fan.
Spaceballs, yes. Blazing Saddles,
Silent Movie?
Silent Movie, yes.
History of the World,
yeah. Young Frankenstein, yeah.
What else is there?
There's like this Operation...
The Producers.
Oh, okay.
No,
and he
like
was he
secret,
married to
secret
Margaret...
Secret Agent Man, I think is one.
What's her name?
He was Madeline Kahn, right?
I thought he was married to Mrs. Robinson.
Anne Bancroft,
yes.
Excuse me.
Secret Agent Man.
Madeline Kahn was in the History of the World.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of another director.
Okay. That's all for
my
this
favorite
podcast.
Is Spaceballs, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Spaceballs.
Me neither.
Well,
screw y'all.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Get her out.
What's the name of our season?
It was like Oceania.
Oh, cesium was pretty good.
Cesium. The element cesium.
Cesium.
That's funny. We'll see you next week. Maybe. No, not next week. We got a thing next week. But,
we got an arts council thing, right?
Yeah.
Arts council gala.
The other week.
Yeah, I'll be out of town for a while. I have to go tie up some loose ends with getting out of prison.
That's in 2 weeks.
But it'll be good.
The 10th is in 2 weeks.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. 706-521-3716. Send us texts or voicemails.
Call.
AthensPublic@gmail.com.
Call. Is our
email address.
Yeah,
follow
us
on Twitter at AthensPublic. And then go to the Apple App Store or the Android Google Play and just search Athens Public Access because it'll be so rewarding for you. You'll get the most recent episode of this podcast plus the most recent episode of Brownstone Yoga, which is a sensation.
Oh, I need to do that.
We appreciate you listening once again, and we'll see you soon.